John, it's very difficult to know what to say. Is it a mix of extreme disappointment and pride that you're feeling right now?
I'm not feeling any pride. I've got beat. You're walking out the ground there, people are congratulating you. What for getting beat? Not the cup. We played well, and we should be proud of our performance, but there's no pride about getting beat. If you're ever proud about getting beat or whatever thing you play, you're in the wrong game. We know the rules, we know if it goes, if it's a draw, we go to pens. And if you miss three pens in a penalty shootout, you don't deserve something. So, that's why they won. Because their goalie was better at saving them, and they were also better at taking the pens. So, that's off to them. They deserve to win because they won them. They scored more than us on penalties. But we know what it's about, and we came up short.
Was it just the penalties where you came up short? Because the 120 minutes, nothing could separate the two teams.
No, I mean, to be honest, I mean, we had enough chances to win the game in normal time. I know they had a few, but, we've had a gilt-edged edge at the end. I mean, all right, I know Billy can claim that it was on ball, but he's 9 yards out and someone as prolific as Billy Kay, you'd expect him to score. We had other chances, just missed a sit in the first half, right in half-time. It was a good game, and we showed a lot of character to come back twice from going down. Scored a great goal to equalise the first time around, and then Teddy doing what a good striker does, falls up for the second. But it's frustrating, but we've got to go on to Saturday.
Is it a similar feeling to when we were speaking after the game on Saturday?
Oh no, if we'd have won today, it still wouldn't have been a Saturday. I'd have swapped a win today. Well, no, we didn't win today, but I'd have sooner won Saturday. That's the bread and butter, and that's what we've got to get it right. If we play to them levels, we'll have a good chance in this season. But you can't always play to them levels, and you're not always going to play against teams like that. And there's a lot of difficult situations ahead of us, but we've got a good squad here, and we showed that tonight. We made three or four changes, and you wouldn't have thought it was any different. I feel sorry for Matt Crooks because I thought he was head and shoulders man of the match tonight. I didn't agree with him getting man of the match on Saturday. I wouldn't have even given him in the top six on Saturday, but he was man of the match tonight comfortably. But I've got to be honest, I only picked the five. So I don't know who sorted out the next ones, but he'd be the last person that'd taken a penalty. So.
Is that just the way it goes in a penalty shootout? Once you get past the five and it becomes sudden death, it's a cliche, but does it become a lottery?
Well, hands on heart, everybody in the ground wouldn't have fancied Crooksy to score a pen, and that's just the way it is. So, I wouldn't have fancied him to score a pen. But having said that, I wouldn't have fancied Billy Kay and Sean McCammell to miss. So, if one of theirs goes in, we win. So, it's not just down to Matt Crooks. At least I've had the gumption and the courage to take the pens. And I know myself, being a penalty taker, I hated every single penalty I took, and I took lots in my career. So I know the pressure that's on you. But if you miss three penalties, you don't deserve to win a penalty shootout.
Will you take a great deal more from the 120 minutes, from the fact that was a pretty strong Hull side and there looked to be nothing between you?
It was a very strong Hull side. Some could argue it was stronger than the team they had out on Saturday. I watched the video with him on Saturday against Huddersfield, and no disrespect to Huddersfield, but I think we gave them a tougher game than what Huddersfield did on Saturday, so that bodes well for us for the season if we can keep hitting them levels.
And you've got to turn it round quickly again to bounce back quickly for another huge game on the weekend.
Well, they've had a blow. I think they've lost in the 93rd minute, so they've had an upset as well. But football's a cruel game. I can't remember ever having, since the Bournemouth game, I can't remember us winning a penalty shootout. Well, I can, and we got kicked out because we had an ineligible player. So, that was against Sammy and the Johnson's Paints. So, it's one of them, they are a lottery, they are a toss of a coin, and unfortunately, the toss of the coin went against us in the referee's room before the game, and they were allowed to kick into their fans. And generally, we're kicking into, fans. I think the stats tell you that more teams win kicking into their own fans than one. A little bit of luck winning a toss might have helped, but listen, it's just fate sometimes, and you've just got to get on with it. The one thing we can console ourselves with is that the game should have been on TV. Everybody knows that it wasn't. So the likelihood of getting on TV, even if we'd have won, might have been remote. We were never going to win it. So is there any harm in us going out the way we did? Possibly not, no. I just don't like winning. I don't like losing. Anyway, and you can say that's a cruel way, but it's immaterial. Or you lose, you lose. And we've got to get away from the tag of being nearly, man. And we're not going to congratulate ourselves for getting beat tonight. That's the last thing we'll do. We'll accept that we played well and for good parts of the game, and we matched a very, very strong team. You don't forget, one of their players would be taken on per week the budget I've probably got for a month for my whole squad. So that puts it into perspective. But we've showed time and time again that we've got great spirit with the lads and we've got great character. And I know the lads will be disappointed, and I know that they want to put it right on Saturday. And the only way you put it right is by winning games. And, you know, we've got a marvellous opportunity on Saturday with a local derby where there'll be a big crowd on. I hope our fans come out and support us. Again, we were outnumbered tonight, and it's by the week that's getting harder to take. But I can't fault the players' efforts and commitments. I've got a great set of lads, I wouldn't swap them for the world.